You're listening to SBS News.
The camera shutters clicked to welcome the Western Balkans leaders to Brussels for Thursday's summit with the European Union. But there weren't many smiles for the photographers. It was already clear there'd be no breakthroughs for the six countries when it came to EU membership. That put Albania's Prime Minister Edi Rama in a rather undiplomatic mood.
North Macedonia is candidate since 17 years, if I have not lost the count. Albania since 8. So welcome to Ukraine.
North Macedonia's Prime Minister Dimitar Kovacevski couldn't hide his exasperation.
European Union enlargement to the Western Balkans should be seen as a necessity, but also an investment in the security of the European Union. But here we are today, and the negotiations have not started yet.
The sense of frustration is particularly acute in North Macedonia's capital, Skopje. People here voted in a referendum to change their country's name to end a decades-long dispute with Greece. That should have opened the way to EU membership, which they see as the key to much-needed reforms and economic prosperity. But Bulgaria's been wielding a veto. It wants its neighbour to acknowledge what it claims is the Bulgarian heritage of North Macedonia's language and people. Ivana Tufegic was North Macedonia's youngest Member of Parliament. Now she's as baffled as everyone else.
I don't see a clear message from the EU. What are they proposing to the Western Balkans? Okay, we've heard the phrases. We want to hear the solutions. And now people here are asking why did we change our name.
On Friday, Bulgaria's parliament passed a resolution approving a framework for negotiations, which North Macedonia had already said it couldn't accept. Albania's bid is supposed to proceed in parallel, so it's stuck too. Bosnia and Kosovo don't even have candidate status, and though Serbia and Montenegro have been in membership negotiations for years, there's no end in sight. Florian Bieber is a Balkans specialist at Austria's Graz University.
It does encourage political leaders to be more cynical about EU integration, to look elsewhere, to see, well, who else can offer us a better deal? I mean, nobody else can offer membership, but somebody might be offering money or political influence, you know, Chinese money and Russian money and Turkish money. And that's the real danger, is that you're actually, you know, really alienating the region.
It's now 9 years since Ode to Joy rang out across Zagreb's main square, welcoming Croatia's accession to the European Union. Its Balkan neighbours received the same promise of membership in 2003. But 2 decades and a series of broken commitments later, it's easy to understand why they're losing hope.